This is VOA News. I'm Tommy Dickman. With the status of approximately 2,000 foreign IS fighters being kept in a state of limbo, U.S. counterterrorism officials say they are increasingly worried the collapsed group in Syria will find their way back to the battlefield. For months, U.S. officials at the State Department and Pentagon have urged countries, especially those who joined the coalition, to defeat IS to repatriate and prosecute their citizens or residents who left to fight for the self-declared caliphate. But those pleas have largely gone nowhere, as European countries especially have raised concerns, arguing their legal systems will not allow for the successful prosecution of IS fighters whose alleged crimes were committed thousands of kilometers away. U.S. President Donald Trump has rejected China's claim the U.S. and China have agreed to roll back some of the tariffs each side imposed on the other's goods during their ongoing trade dispute. Speaking outside the White House, the president said China would like to have rolled back and tariffs, but he's not agreed.
But we're getting along very well with China. They want to make a deal. Frankly, they want to make a deal a lot more than I do.
China's Commerce Ministry said Thursday the world's two largest economies had agreed to roll back some of the tariffs each side imposed on the other's goods during their trade war. Hong Kong protesters are going a 24th straight weekend of pro-democracy rallies, including inside shopping malls across the Chinese-ruled city Sunday as well, some of which have started peacefully in recent weeks and descended into violent chaos. Protesters have also called for a general strike Monday and for people to block public transport, calls that have come to nothing in the past. The weekend starts with a rally to mark the 30th anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall and a support martyrs assembly. This is VOA News.